Okay, so welcome back to Wandering Into Wellness. We are here in the beautiful grounds of Emma, and we have some super special guests with us today. Welcome, Gypsy Ann.
Hi.
Anna, Pablo. Hello.
Hello.
Cool. Good to see you.
Good to see you guys.
We had a great time at your workshop. It was fun.
Oh,
really
good
fun.
I hope so.
We survived.
We did.
That was good. We got to know where toes should be, where heels should be.
Yeah.
A little bit of that kind of sensory exploration that's fun.
Absolutely.
Really good fun.
Yeah, I think what's so interesting about acro yoga is that you're really learning about touch, and touch in a way that's safe and that doesn't need to be sexual.
Exactly.
Which is really interesting, and I think there's a huge lack of that in society these days. There's this fear around touch, and
absolutely.
I noticed it. We were saying the other day, in my son's in preschool, I think you guys call it preschool anyway, we call it Montessori, and they're not allowed to hug each other, and then the teachers aren't allowed to hug them, and it was a really hard adjustment for me because we're a really touchy-feely family, so it was hard to have to tell him, I'm sorry, you can't hug people, like, you have to ask their permission, and in school there's just a kind of blanket, no, you can't do any hugging. And I was reading, I have a lovely book on contact yoga, and there was a lovely piece in it talking about how touch can be passionate without being sexual, and that we need to learn the distinction between those two things. And
absolutely.
Yeah, what are your thoughts on that? How do you find that? I mean, obviously there is passionate elements.
Yeah, I think we both feel pretty strongly on that there is not a non-sexual touch in the Western world. You know, in Central and South America, you see a lot more, like, men will kiss cheeks, and there's a lot more passion of that, like, passion in a non-sexual way and in a sexual way. But we don't see a lot of that in America, and I think that was one of the biggest barriers. And you see it happen a lot in acro. People do get confused, and people say, "Oh, I thought you liked me because we were playing acro together." And it's like, "No, I don't. We were just playing acro."
Yeah.
So there is that confusion, and it is kind of heartbreaking in a way that we can't distinguish between the two.
So do you notice distinctly when you go from one country to the next to see the vibe of the room and, like, whoa, these guys are either amazing, like, jumping straight on board, or, like, it's taking a lot to warm them up to each other? Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah. Definitely. I think, I mean, yeah, most of the places that we go have been pretty westernized, so... Mm. Mostly we've seen a lot of walls. It's a lot of walls that people have to, you know, break down. Just being able to touch someone and say, hey, you know, let's be friends is a big, huge step.
And it's amazing how it does break down other barriers quite quickly, and you find the people who you didn't know 20 minutes ago, you're suddenly a very, like, lovely chats with and really comfortable with, exactly.
Yeah.
And yet, if you sat down with them maybe for a dinner, you were invited to a dinner party, you were opposite the table, it would take probably hours of warm-up and probably lubrication with alcohol before people got to that level of okayness with each other.
Yeah. Pablo and I never sit across the table from each other.
Okay.
It's so weird.
We're the weirdos that sit on the
same
side of the food.
We do the thing. Like, see ya.
Yeah.
On a date. Like, I can't meet you.
I think it kind of spawns from, like, an evolutionary perspective. I mean, if you look at where we came from as animals, we were constantly touching. We were constantly picking fleas off of one another.
Yeah.
That was how our tribe kind of formed. In some ways, it was always this constant contact with each other.
Mm.
And I think that's kind of why you see that barrier break down so quickly once you can get to that contact.
Yeah.
It's just, like you guys were saying, in society, there's so much sex pushed constantly. It's always this narrative of you know, it sells stuff. So I think that's kind of a part of the reason, but... and that's, you know, we're constantly being advertised to, we're constantly having that pushed on us.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of the people that are attracted to our classes already have that kind of, they know what they're getting into, they know what they're going to, they kind of are ready for that environment, ready to, you know, take part in that.
Yeah.
So I think it's most of the people that we've taught, at least, have...
And other people who need it most, maybe.
Well, I mean, I think everybody needs it.
They're just not ready to take that step, maybe.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know, that looks pretty weird. We have had a lot of people, I mean, just see what we're doing and think, ooh, you know, we can kind of, don't
like
look
in
at that
and
walk away. Yeah, it's like, oh, it's inappropriate. Or people ask, you know, like, is this sexual? Like, what are you guys doing? You're like, no,
it's play with touch. Yeah,
it's play.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's it as well. I think there's a real fear of play, isn't there? It's
absolutely.
Like, we were talking yesterday about why is it that some people you meet that are the same age as you are, like, grown-ups?
Yeah.
And then some people are just like you. And you're like, what is the thing that makes someone, like, a grown-up, quote-unquote?
Right.
And is it just the lack of play?
Yeah.
Is it that they've lost that ability to just, like, get outside of themselves or get inside of themselves?
I think we're all lacking, you know, a lot of play in our lives. And it's it's sad because we think we have to be a certain way and we have to carry a certain image and we're not going to be respected or we're not going to be if we're not serious and we're not, you know, and we stop playing so young, you know. Yeah. We're expected to do all this academic work and then go straight into college and get good grades the whole time and then go straight into work. You don't have any time to play.
Yeah.
You have to, I mean, even all your extracurricular activities are often brushed to the side because it's like you need to be doing work. You need to be at a job or you need to be succeeding in this and this and this. And,
yeah.
And play is like, where are you going to get with that?
It's like we saw like the allegory and whatever, like the film The Matrix, whatever, 20 years ago, and we were like, that's science fiction. It was like, actually, if you really break it down, it's kind of where what we're funneled into as a, like functionaries that serve a system and never break outside that. And it takes a lot of whatever, blue pill, red pill, camera, to actually start to discover that, and takes a bit of bravery as well for people to kind of go, I'm just going to like maybe not go and do what you were going to do this weekend and maybe just going to go for a walk in the park. But it's cool. It's seen as like societally weirdly unacceptable in a lot. I mean, to us we find it very, very normal, but and we're always preaching to the choir, I think, when we're chatting to our guests as well, because they're in the same kind of mode,
right?
But there's have you managed to workshop or explore with people who maybe need that kind of that role to be pushed, or how do you think you can do that, or is there ways you've kind of discovered to break down those types of barriers?
I think that everybody that comes to our workshop is probably open to a little bit more play, although they don't always know what's in store for them. And I think everybody comes in with a little bit of expectation, like, you know, you can see the people breaking down a little bit.
Definitely.
More, like, oh, okay, it's okay to be silly here, it's okay to play here.
Yeah. Is that when the chat got loud and you were like, okay, I'm going to introduce the clap? These guys now need the clap.
Yeah, yeah. What generally happens is that, you know, once people start having that engagement and break down that barrier, it's like the room just gets way more volume,
animated.
It's
about connection, though, isn't it, really, at the heart of it. It's like when you let that barrier down to allow yourself to connect, and you feel it so much when you're flying that you need that pushback. If the person beneath you is kind of soft and floppy, you're like, I can't, there's nothing there. But when you get that point of connection, and even in certain situations where you're looking in each other's eyes, you're breathing at the same time, you've made that connection together. And that, as soon as you get that connection, then you're also connecting on all those other levels of being able to chat with each other, being able to find the commonality between the two of you.
Sure. Absolutely, igniting that inner child.
Right. Yeah, and do you ever get invited to do like workshops in, say, businesses or places where they need like team building or they need to break down those serious barriers?
I would have thought it'd be like a daily.
No, we haven't done too many like corporate events type thing. I mean, I guess maybe we don't live in a super good area for it, but also
Austin's pretty decent for it, but I don't know, nobody's really like reached out to us for that specifically.
I feel like
so
everyone
surprised.
Should reach out.
Yeah.
I think even yoga in like, you know, the corporate world is starting to like get to be in the cooler, you know, corporate business.
I teach a lot in corporate.
But acro is a whole nother. People are like,
it's a step weird.
I can't do that.
Sometimes I teach face yoga and eye yoga as well.
Oh, cool.
And they've just started inviting me in. Like, so I already teach regular yoga in those situations. But now, just this year, in the last couple of months, they've been starting to invite me to come and do face yoga in corporate settings or in team building days or those kinds of things. And I think it's that because they're able to take like a little bit of silliness.
Yeah.
Because obviously you look ridiculous
when
you're doing those face poses. And so they're kind of like, well, it's just my face.
Yeah.
So I can compartmentalize that.
Uh-huh.
And maybe acro yoga is like the next step.
Yeah, I need to look that up. I just heard about that face yoga stuff.
Yeah, I have some YouTube videos, so you can check it out.
Yeah, I'll have to.
I'll share after.
So how did you guys come to acro yoga? Was your journey together into acro yoga, or was it separate in that way? Or
no, it was separate. We both were doing it before. We actually met at a festival like this, except all acro. So an acro yoga festival in Austin, Texas.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God. So an acro yoga festival, that's hardcore. That's like...
There was very, like, levels.
Some of it was.
They had some beginner classes. They had some more intermediate and more advanced classes.
Yeah, I think they had something for everyone.
Nice.
Yeah.
And did you know, kind of, was that connection kind of immediate with you? Or, like, I want to explore both passionately and on both levels of touch? Or what's going on?
How was the touch? Yeah.
Personal
question.
Like,
having
you
a
don't
totally
have to answer that directly. You can dance around that if you want.
We had met a little bit... We had kind of like seen each other around a couple of times before, so I think there was a little bit of interest peaked. But then we played together under a tent and had a conversation, and we were playing while we had the conversation. And I think when we had the conversation, we we discovered a lot of parallels.
Okay, yeah. Nice. And are you both from Austin, by the way? Or are you?
No. I'm from Florida.
He's
from
yeah.
Austin.
Okay, all right, yeah. Nice.
And how did you get to start Gypsy Honor? How did you come up with the name? How did you decide that you were going to start using social media or making it a business thing?
You know, I've been using it for a long time.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I was on Facebook. I was traveling in my early 20s around the world and living abroad for a long time. So I was always documenting my expeditions. And eventually it became more about my yoga practice than about traveling.
Yeah.
So there was a shift there. And then eventually it's kind of segued into acro, and then I was thinking acro. But Gypsy On is just kind of a little reminder to myself to keep a move on. So that's kind of still from the traveling time.
Yeah,
Gypsy
right.
On, yeah. Cool, yeah, cool. And so then we met, and everybody started following us.
Yeah,
I always say because it was a heck, I got a cute boyfriend.
It's a bit more than that.
Everybody
definitely
liked that.
How do you find it is sharing on social media? Do you feel like, you know, it's quite intimate.
Yeah, it is. I think especially as much as I share.
I wasn't going to say
honest.
That.
Yeah. I never thought about it. I was never, especially I guess when you don't think anybody's listening, it's very easy to share because you're like, oh, this is just my journal, and it doesn't make sense to have a journal. It makes sense to have, you know,
yeah,
a journal. Mm-hmm. So a lot of my writings and pieces came directly out of my notepad that when I was traveling and sitting on buses for long hours and I was writing, and it was therapeutic for me. And then I just started sharing that, and that, it became a lot about us, too, when I was, when I met Pablo. And and yeah, I didn't really have any problem with it until more recently, and now the account is a lot for me to handle. So it's sad because a lot of people are triggered by somebody living a wholehearted life in the open like
uninhibited
that. People
and
are
kind
like,
of free, yeah.
You know, then there's things that I say that trigger people, and it's. It's really sad how they lash out, and it's really sad that people are suffering so so badly. And I just try my best to not let myself absorb it from my own heart, and also not cause any more pain or damage to the person that's obviously suffering.
Yeah.
Which is
it's a doozy, isn't
a balance
it? Once
I
you get into
found
that dance.
Yet. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, you're constantly playing with that, I suppose. It's like balance, isn't it?
Yeah, unfortunately.
It's hard, isn't it, as well? I think any time that you're sparking a conversation, that's a tricky conversation, you're always going to get pushback.
Oh, yeah.
And that's kind of what you want to happen, really, though, because when you change is hard. Change is always a bit needly. It's always a bit uncomfortable. And,
yeah.
And so, you know, if you are getting that reaction, you know you're doing something right in a way, but it's just hard to not take those things as personal affronts.
Oh, yeah. I think you'd have to be made of stone to not, you know, take the words and absorb them. He knows that I take on far more than I. It's just like when we start teaching yoga, you know, and we can feel the energy in the room. Sometimes we're like a sponge and we just absorb that. And after a couple of years of teaching, we learn, wait a minute, I need to really learn how to not take on all the stress and everything from this room, because otherwise I'm not going
to
make it.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And you have to be healthy to be able to give that back to people.
Exactly. You can't fill from an empty cup.
Yeah.
So
yeah. What are your practices? If you're teaching a lot, if you're traveling a lot, what would be your practices that you would do to help fill yourself up, to keep yourself full so that you still have stuff to give?
I mean, my yoga practice is always my sanity, whether it be more like on the lunar side or the solar side. I mean, just my yoga practice is something I hold near and dear. I think Pablo does a more on the like meditative side than I do. He likes to meditate a lot more than I do.
Yeah. And is it something you have ambitions towards, or do you find it just not there in a necessary way?
I do a very little bit. I try to do a little bit, either mostly after my practice. He tries to get me to do it with him, so sometimes we'll do that, but mostly I have to do my asana practice, and then I can sit for 5 minutes.
That's the point, though, isn't
it?
I mean, that's where asana was born from, was that need to move in order to be able to sit.
Yeah.
Right. And I think we've lost that, a lot.
I think it's coming back around, though, as well. I think it's you know, a lot of the time the bigger picture of things we can't really see when we're involved in that, you know.
Yeah.
We look out, it looks like the earth is flat, you know?
Yeah,
exactly.
It
goes
all
the way around.
Yeah. Another debatable point. I don't want any comments about flat earth, please.
Now you're going to get them.
Yeah, exactly. We just asked for that one. funny.
Okay, well, guys, thank you so much for coming on. It's been really kind of you to take time to come and talk to us.
Oh,
and
yeah, of
we
course.
So
Thanks
appreciate
for having
the
us.
Cast.
Really do. Yeah,
getting
you've got two big fans.
To learn to play. And
thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So,
and what have we
got?
So,
oh,
since
cool.
We ate a bunch
of
those.
So, unfortunately, Pablo has eaten all the snacks that we were going to get. Oh, well. No, we got more. It's okay. So, this is like every podcast, as you guys know, we give away a New Zest goodie bag full to the brim of lots of lovely things from the Hopsack, lots of lovely health foods, whichever one. There might be some empty wrappers in this one as well. Sorry.
Then we'll fill it back up.
Yeah, of course we will. But, yeah, so please like, subscribe, post your comments, and we pick the best one out from each podcast, and we'll give you back one of these guys. And in the meantime, we're going to donate the rest of this to you.
Oh, that's so nice.
Enjoy
guys.
It, please.
Thank
yeah,
you.
Some
have your healthy
some
snacking
for
while you're here.
Too. We could use that.
Oh, yeah. Okay, be glad to hear
and
it.
And if you guys
awesome,
have any comments
you.
That you would like us to pass on to these guys, you can comment underneath on iTunes, on podcasts. Is that the
YouTube,
same thing?
That's okay. We're getting there. We're new at this.
On all the platforms.
All the platforms.
You
exactly
may comment and we will pass them on
you find us.
And see if we can get answers for you. So thank you so much for listening.
Yeah,
and tune in again.